Okay, here we go on another beautiful sunny day. I'm in the kitchen though, boiling hot, but not as hot as Gaynor. Hello, Gaynor.
That's very kind of you to say.
Have you been called hot very often?
No.
We'd best start again, aren't we? Because your husband's probably listening.
He won't mind.
Right, Gaynor, what are you going to make for us for brunch?
We're going to make a leftovers corned beef hash pie.
Leftovers?
Well, most people have a tin of corned beef in the cupboard. But you know when you have leftover spring onions, leftover carrot, leftover bits from a salad or whatever? Yeah. So this is how to use them up on a quick filling lunch brunch.
Okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
Brunch.
So,
right.
I've got one grated carrot, four chopped up spring onions and a handful of mixed peppers, diced.
Yes.
All going into a wok with a little bit of butter in just to seal it off.
Look at the colours.
I know, it's pretty, isn't it?
I wish you could see it at home, dear listener.
Lots of colours. I've also this morning made some mashed potatoes, so if you've got any leftover mash, you can use it for this as well.
Yeah.
So it's quite cheap, quite healthy. Now, to that, I'm going to add... I've got two tins of corned beef here.
Okay.
So, and I've just scrunched it up in my hands.
Scrunched?
It's a good word.
That's another new word. Yeah.
Because everyone knows how horrible it is to open a tin of corned beef.
Yeah.
And unless you put it in the fridge for a couple of hours, it'll break as you get it out of the tin anyway.
All right.
So if you put it in the fridge for a couple of hours and then
open it,
it'll come out in one lump and you can slice it for your salads and stuff.
Got it.
So I've just put that in to break down. So it looks a bit like minced beef, really, doesn't it, when it's chopped up.
So is that one whole tin?
That's two tins. Because I'm going to take it into the cafe.
Yeah.
So I'm making a bit extra. But
a family of four, one
just
tin?
Just one tin a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
And do we need to worry about quantities of what you add to it?
Like not really.
Veg? No?
Not really. You can put as much or as little as you want in it. You could just do it with the corned beef and onion.
Yeah,
it's quite good.
Yep.
So, but it's going to look a bit like a shepherd's pie.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to heat. That only needs to be heated through because it's sort of salad-y vegetables.
So a gentle heat.
Yeah. And then I have cheated.
No.
Because I had a tin of mixed veg. So if you've got a tin of mixed veg, diced mixed veg, which is really cheap, you can put that in. Or, you know, you can buy frozen mixed veg, but a handful of frozen mixed veg.
Okay.
But you don't have to. It's just to make bulk. I mean, you can put mushrooms in it.
Yeah. Does it make much difference to the flavour?
Not really.
No?
Not really. It's just an extra...
Okay.
Because the... Corned beef's quite salty, so you don't add any seasoning to it.
Yeah.
So it's got... It'll always taste like corned beef.
So we haven't got a sizzling wok here, have we, at all? It's really quite low, isn't it?
It is sizzling if you put your ear over it.
Oh, maybe it's me then.
Yeah. See? Listen.
Oh, look. There you go.
There's a bit of a sizzle
going on now, yeah. I spoke too soon.
Yeah. So that's all mixing
Show me up,
together
why
nicely.
Don't you? Yeah.
And then to that, I'm going to add a tin of baked beans.
Lovely.
Because again, that adds bulk, texture, and it makes it nice and filling.
Yeah. It's looking good.
And you stir that all together, and you're just heating it through.
So you're just warming it?
Yeah. Really? Because I'm going to put it in the oven, or if you get it to piping hot, and you've got hot potato, you can just stick it under the grill.
Yeah.
So we can put it in the oven in a minute. So that's all mixed together nicely.
And do you know when it's ready? Is it just... You're just waiting for it to
just
warm.
Just warm through, so it doesn't take that many minutes.
Ah, okay.
And then you have a Pyrex dish, like you'd put shepherd's pie in.
Yep.
And then you tip that whole lot.
Oh, you need muscles for this.
I've got those today. Put all of that into your shepherd's pie tin. I'm going to turn that off because that's really hot.
You nearly hit me with that wok then.
Did I?
Yeah.
I should try harder, shouldn't I? And then, so you've got that all in. Yeah. Then you get your mashed potato that you've made earlier.
Yeah. Am I in your way now?
No, it's all right. I use this. So I'm just going to Sorry.
Where are you going? Come back.
Because I thought I had everything ready, but I didn't.
You got your spatula.
I got a spatula to spoon on the mashed potato.
That's a good word.
I haven't put any milk in this. I've just put butter in it, so it's quite firm.
So normally when you're doing mash, you'd add a bit of milk.
Milk or cream.
Yeah.
But this is just mashed with butter.
Okay. So looking good.
Nice and firm.
Yeah.
Spread it all on, cover it so that there's no gaps.
Slap it on like a bit of mortar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice and thick.
So that's about, I think it was about 6 potatoes I did to fill that.
And that's a pretty large Pyrex dish,
yeah.
Isn't it? Oven-proof, we should
oven-proof
say.
Oven-proof dish,
we?
Yes.
Yeah.
An oven-proof dish, it doesn't have to be the pea thing.
No.
And then onto that, I am going to do that thing that I always do.
Oh, yeah.
Cover it with cheese.
Wow, this is going to fill... What, it would feed an army, this?
Well, yeah, it's a nice filling... I mean, that is really quick, because you've only got to stick it in the oven for 15 minutes, and it's done.
That is only 6 minutes from when we started chatting.
Yeah, so...
And it's ready to go in the oven.
It is, but somebody who's a bit daft forgot to switch the oven on.
Is that my fault?
No, that's my fault.
Really?
You're not daft,
it's not my
are
fault.
Are you daft?
Nina, could you say that again?
You are not daft.
Oh, my goodness me. It's official.
So I'm just going to pop that in the oven.
How long?
I've got it on number 200, which is about number 6, 15 minutes.
Okay.
And there's your dinner done.
Wow, fantastic.
So that's quite quick.
It is.
I think the longest bit is doing the potatoes, because obviously they take 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's really quick, really filling. If you've got kids and they're out playing, you go, you know, somebody said to me this morning, they were talking about old times, and they said, I remember the time when we used to play out all day, and then my mum had a big bell, and she'd stand in the garden and ring the bell when dinner was ready.
I don't remember that.
I don't think my mum ever thought of a bell.
No.
We just used to get the shout.
Yeah, I used to just know when it was ready, and I'd be waiting at the door to be let in.
Is that because you were a hungry
child? But you used to play out a lot then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
but
did.
But they don't anymore.
They
not
don't.
Like they used to.
No. Oh, well, what other news have we got going on? Did I tell you about me? I was at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the week just gone, and it was the railway folk event where a few of us dress up as different characters, and people ride on the trains, and we wander around, and there were pirates there with a pirate ship.
Yeah.
But my misfortune was to be Mr. Beeching, the man who closes railways.
Did you get moaned at?
I got really insulted badly by lots of people. But worse than that, they made me walk the plank.
What the part? Hang on. I've got to have a visualisation of this. So you're at the steam railway.
Yeah.
You're on a train. But there's a pirate ship there. How? There's no water at the steam railway.
No, you just got to use your imagination.
Oh, right.
It's like a pirate invasion of Haven Street.
Right.
And we, the railway folk, had to respond to the pirates coming in to our patch. And I was getting a bit stroppy about it, because I thought, well, how is this helping the efficient running of the Isle of Wight Steam Railway? And I just threatened to close it all down. At which point, I was made to walk the plank.
Not
and they
surprised.
Made me change into a Victorian bathing costume.
Oh no!
Walk the plank in front
right,
of hundreds
I just have
of
to
people.
Point out that at this point I've covered my face because the visualisation that I've got now.
Yeah.
Was it a stripy one?
Yep.
Oh God.
And they gave me a pink flamingo that's a life belt thing.
Actually, I've just had another visualisation.
Yeah,
surely that is better than budgie smugglers.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not only did I walk the plank and land in a paddling pool, but they threw buckets of water at me. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's fair.
So that's my news.
You do like dressing up, don't you?
You don't tell everyone.
Well, yeah, I'm beginning to... It's like every time you come in, it's like, who are you today, Kevin?
I know, yeah. Keeps me off the street.
I'll tell you who can dress up at one day when we're doing this. Do you remember the hurdy-gurdy chef off the Muppets?
Yeah.
You could dress up as him, couldn't you?
We could do it in that style next week.
I always
How
do it.
Your
Have
Swedish?
You seen this kitchen? I How always do it in this style.
Can like, you do it? Can you imitate
Can
it?
I do Swedish?
Yeah.
IKEA.
Brilliant. You've got the part.
I was quick then, yeah. For me.
And do you want to give us a quick plug for the community cafe?
Yes, I would like to tell everyone that even though it is the summer holidays and we are attached to a school by the fact that we're in the same building, we are open all through the summer holidays because people were forgetting that we're here.
Yeah. And Gaynor, I should tell you, is now doing the hand movements as she explains. And when she said building, she actually drew a rectangle with her.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Hey,
who's this? What's going on?
This is my sister-in-law, Gail.
Is it?
Yeah, she's
Gail?
Having a cup of
tea. Come back, Gail. Oh, she's run off.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you get cups of tea brought to you now, don't you? I like it.
Unless that's your coffee.
No.
No, that's my tea.
Yours.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's efficient,
isn't it? The community cafe is open.
It's open. We stop cooking at 2:30 in the summer holidays because it's getting too hot.
Yeah.
And we close at 3:00 so you can have cake and tea until 3:00.
So what time do you open again?
9:00.
So you're open for breakfast every single day?
Every day.
Weekends too?
No. So it's not every day, is it? Monday to Friday. Monday to Friday.
Shall we start again?
No. I'll tell you what, next week you won't be able to shut me up, will you?
No,
because I'm going to be really excited, aren't
about
I?
A certain event.
Yes.
Where other events are available. Which one are you going to, Gaynor?
Jack up the 80s.
Oh, yeah. You have mentioned it every time
times,
we meet.
Yeah. And at the cinema the night before to see Mamma Mia.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to sing along to that, so don't go that night.
I heard a few people went to that the other night, and there was a power cut before the end of the film. But they all had to leave because they were worried about
safety.
But apparently the power cut wasn't affecting the actual screen they were in, and the film kept running. So when they got back in, they missed most of it.
Well, I've been having a Mamma Mia fest in here because I've got the Alexa, and I keep saying, Alexa, play the Mamma Mia soundtrack, and then you'll see me just singing and doing all of the...
What is it about ABBA stuff?
My age, probably. Yeah, definitely my age.
Yeah, probably me as well.
Yeah, I do like a bit of ABBA.
Okay, well, we might play some ABBA on the show later. You never know.
Yeah, just for me.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Gaynor, I'll let you get on.
I'll see you next week. I'll have to think of something exciting to cook.
Yeah, well, enjoy the corned beef hash pie that
I
won't get to eat.
Before you go.
No, I best shut up now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Gaynor.
All right, see you later.
See ya.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. 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 Let there be love.